So I'm here with Martin Gauss, who is in charge of AirBaltic, and he's been telling us about the imminent or almost imminent arrival of the CS300s. And you said now it's kind of a waiting game, it's a countdown until they arrive. Are you coping with the suspense okay?
Yeah, it's okay. It's every week is a new highlight. Now there will be lots of events like this one today. There will be the event when the aircraft is painted. There will be the event when it rolls out of the hangar. There will be the handover in Montreal. There will be the delivery flight to over the transatlantic, and then there will be the big event here where we show it to the public, and then there will be special flights, and then about 14 days later after we get it here, we will have the first commercial flight. So many events now coming with the first aircraft, and then of course we get 20. So not the same hype, but a lot of it now before the aircraft comes. I've been involved in the Swiss deliveries. I was there when it was handed over, and we follow this very close. We can learn from it. But there's a lot of actions now happening at all levels in AirBaltic, but also in Bombardier, to bring the aircraft here, and it's on track. So we will have the aircraft here by the end of October.
You're getting a lot of marketing and publicity buzz from being the first operator of this. But once that's all subsided, what impact is it going to have on your operating costs and your profits, do you think?
Our long-term business plan already includes the CS300 as replacing the 737 on all levels, on the cost and on the revenue upside, which is planned in the business plan. So we deliver our future profits with the new aircraft being here, which means the higher maintenance cost, higher fuel burn of the 737 is not in there anymore. So it's a vital part of the business plan.
So the sooner these planes arrive, the sooner you're going to sort of crawl back some of the money that would have been gone on the 737s.
Yeah, it's not so easy because you have higher ownership cost on a new aircraft, but the lower operating cost offset that. And of course, over the years, as we will be owning the aircraft, we are paying for the aircraft and paying it off, which means after 12 years, the aircraft is owned by us, but still has a very high value. If we would continue keeping the Boeings, then there would be no value anymore. So we are not only getting better cost, but we are also building new future value with the aircraft.
And what's interesting as well, you're kind of hinting that this is going to enable you to look at new routes.
Yes.
Or revisit maybe routes that you wanted to fly in the past but weren't able to do so.
Yeah, all is open now. The aircraft is able to fly even longer than we expected when we ordered it, and we can go as close as to the Indian border. So if you draw the circle around Riga with the aircraft, and we're talking about 145 seats, if we take less, then we can even fly longer. There will be a lot of new destinations. If they are commercially interesting, we can fly them. But which of them, we will always announce when it's time.